Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutade Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niji Namane Namaste Sarasvata Deva Gauravani Prachadane Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Pastatadesha Tadane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 65, Verse 15. Iti prahasitam saure japitam charu vikshutam yatim prema parisvangam smaranjo ruludhu striyaha.
Thus speaking, prahasatam, laughter, saure, of Lord Krishna, jalpitam, pleasing conversations,
charu, attractive, avikshitam, glances, gatyam, walking, prema, loving, harishvangam, embrace, smaranja, remembering, rurudhu, cry, striya, the women. Translation, while speaking these words, the young cowherd women remembered Lord Sauri's laugh, his pleasing conversations with them, his attractive glances, his style of walking, and his loving embraces. Thus they began to cry. Purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti comments as follows. The gopis thought, the Krishna moon, after piercing our hearts with the darts of his nectarian laughter, went away. So how will the city women not die when he does the same thing, the same to them? Overwhelmed with these thoughts, the young cowherd girls began to cry, even in the presence of Sri Baladev. The Supreme Lord Balaram, the attractor of all, being expert at various kinds of conciliation, consoled the gopis by relaying to them the confidential messages Lord Krishna had sent with him. These messages deeply touched the gopis' hearts. Purport, Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the following verse from Sri Vishnu Purana, which describes the messages Lord Balaram brought from Krishna for the gopis. Sandeshai sama madurai prema garbai agarvitai ramen asvasita gopya krishnas shakti manoharai. Lord Balaram consoled the gopis by giving them Lord Krishna's most charming messages, which expressed sweet conciliation, which were inspired by his pure love for them, and which were without a tinge of pride. Srila Jiva Goswami also comments that the use of the name Sankarsana here implies that Balaram attracted Lord Krishna to appear in his mind, and in this way showed Sri Krishna to the gopis. Thus, Balaram consoled Sri Krishna's beloved girlfriends. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti comments that Lord Krishna sent various messages. Some instructed the gopis in transcendental knowledge, others were conciliatory, and still others revealed the Lord's power. Besides its given meaning, the word Hridayam Angamai also indicates that these messages were confidential. So here we see the position of the gopis. This particular verse describes how they began to cry when they remembered all of the activities of Krishna. And of course, this memory was aroused by the presence of Balaram and by speaking about Krishna with Balaram. And then particularly, as the commentary points out, they not only cried out of separation, but they cried out of identification with the women of Dwarka, who would also have to cry because of separation from Krishna. So in other words, not simply they were lamenting their own position, but they're lamenting the position of others also, understanding that Krishna would do the same to them. Of course, this is one, you could say, mental attitude that they have, and it's also shown in other places as well, because of their intense attachment to Krishna. So in that intense attachment, they often criticize him and often blame him for various things, which may not actually be true. So this is because of this intense love for Krishna and a desire that he satisfy them by appearing before them. So therefore we should not take their criticism as actual criticism, but a symptom of their great love for Krishna. And then it's described how Balaram pacified the gopis by his messages. By Krishna had given some messages that Balaram was to deliver, and these are very intimate and very sweet.
And Balaram was very expert also in doing this. So this is similar to the previous incident where Uddhava was selected by Krishna to go and pacify the gopis. And it's described that Uddhava was also very special. He was closest friend of Krishna when he was in Mathura and later in Dwarka. And he was very skillful at using words because he was a minister and he had to pacify people in different ways. He was also very understanding of Krishna's attraction for the people of Vrindavan. He had great sympathy for that type of love. And later it's described how, in other works also, how he appreciated the love of the people of Vrindavan more than others from the outside could. And of course he was very intelligent and also very learned in the scriptures. He had been a student of Brihaspati. And Brihaspati is considered to be the sage of the devatas, so very, very learned. So Uddhava was also very learned. So, and of course he also looked almost like Krishna. So in many ways he was very qualified to deliver the messages of Krishna and through those give some satisfaction to the gopis. So similarly, Balaram was highly qualified, of course, because he was the Supreme Lord himself. And he also looked very similar to Krishna, in spite of the fact that his complexion was white instead of dark. But he was also, like Krishna, skillful at words and intelligent like Uddhava, etc. So, just as Uddhava had many good qualities, Balaram also had many good qualities. Additionally, Balaram had also lived in Vrindavan. And he was a member of Vrindavan, so he completely understood the joy that the people had in serving Krishna in Vrindavan. Of course, he was acting as a cowherd boy along with Krishna in Sakirasa. But he also understood the nature of the gopis' love. So he was also very, and he also had his own set of gopis, so therefore he was very qualified to deliver a message which would pacify everybody, and particularly the gopis. So that is what is described here. He actually was able to satisfy them. Now, of course, the real satisfaction for the people of Vrindavan, and particularly the gopis, means that Krishna must come there. That's the real satisfaction. So then how can the gopis be satisfied if ultimately Krishna's not coming? So this is the very great problem that arises for anyone that goes to Vrindavan. Now, of course, in the case of Balaram, because he's non-different from Krishna, there was some satisfaction that he was, you know, almost like Krishna. And it's described here in the commentary how also Krishna appeared in Balaram's mind. And through that, he was able to evoke his own presence through Balaram in the gopis. So then there's some satisfaction from that also. And, of course, it's also explained in relation to Uddhava's speech, at least, that because that's given in detail, the whole message that Krishna gives to them is described. And it's actually various messages. Just as here is mentioned, Vishnu Chakravarti mentioned, that Balaram also, through Krishna, through Balaram, gave knowledge and also revealed his powers and consoled them somehow or other. So similarly, Uddhava's message also had several layers to it, several meanings to it. It's just a few verses, but it had several meanings to it. One meaning, of course, on the superficial level, it does not look so satisfying, because he talks about I'm everywhere, and if you meditate like the yogis, then you can be satisfied that I'm with you. Like this. So that's one message, a superficial meaning, which would not be so satisfying for the gopis. It would be very satisfying for yogis or gyanis. And similarly, we see when Krishna was in Kurukshetra, and he consoled the gopis. He also gave a very similar type of consolation. Actually, I'm everywhere, just as the ether is spread throughout all the elements, etc. So, in other words, jnana is very prominent, or knowledge is very prominent in these superficial meanings. And that, of course, is not improper. Because on one level, there should be some jnana. And we see even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins to pacify Arjuna by giving jnana. You're not the body, you're the soul, etc. And we see that Hiranyakasipu pacifies the wives of Hiranyaksha by giving jnana also, whatever. So jnana is quite a convenient thing to use. So, of course, Krishna also uses that, and Balaram also uses that, some philosophical aspect. But that's not the only thing. In itself, it is not complete. So there has to be other elements also. So the other elements are hidden, but the same message has a deeper meaning to it. And ultimately, the deeper meaning is that, as explained by Jiva Goswami, the deeper meaning is that ultimately Krishna is with the gopis, but in the apricot lila. So in other words, if they transfer themselves to their other identity in the apricot pastime, then Krishna is there. So that can be their satisfaction by transferring themselves out of this prakat pastime, the manifested pastimes, into the apricot pastimes. Though normally, the two are separate. And the gopis and everyone else in Vrindavan is not aware that simultaneously they have another identity in the spiritual world, and simultaneously those pastimes are going on. They're not aware of that. So they're operating in two different worlds, so to speak. And Krishna's in both worlds as well. So they identify only with the particular pastimes and the manifested pastimes on earth, and simultaneously they have another identity in the spiritual world. So they normally don't experience them both simultaneously. They're like almost separate personalities going on. But however, by a great concentration, then they can understand that actually they also are participating in these other pastimes, which are in which Krishna is there, with present with them. So that is the way in which he consoled them, that he actually is with them in the unmanifested pastimes or the spiritual pastimes. So in this way, they got some sort of relief. And that again is the message given in Kurukshetra. Of course, ultimately, in any case, there must also be the promise that Krishna will return. So we see that in Kurukshetra, Krishna says, "I will come after I kill the last demons," but there's have to do that first. So again, Balaram also consoles them by keeping that promise that Krishna will return in this particular prakat pastime also. So therefore, in various ways, Balaram was able to console them, even though it was a very difficult task. And it's described, of course, in the next verses how Balaram resided there for several months, and he performed Raslila with his group of gopis, etc. So, in this way, he gave some sort of satisfaction to the people of Vrindavan. Now, Krishna and Balaram are non-different. So we could expect that there would be some satisfaction, but again, there's also some difference. Balaram has his particular personality and his particular qualities, which are slightly different from those of Krishna, even though they look very similar, apart from the complexion. They have some nature which is a little bit different, and that is also manifested at different times. We see that Balaram sometimes becomes very angry, or he becomes drunk or whatever like this. And he's very, very stubborn sometimes. Sometimes he disagrees with Krishna. He has particular nature which is slightly different from Krishna. With the cowherd boys, then their friends are common, same friends, and they have very similar pastimes, and that's described in the after chapter 8 through 15 or so, various pastimes that Krishna and the cowherd boys and Balaram had together. So usually in those descriptions we see that Krishna, along with Balaram, played with the cowherd boys in various ways. So they're more or less interchangeable. So when Balaram returned here, with the cowherd boys, they were quite satisfied with Balaram because he could interact with them in the same way that Krishna did. However, with the gopis, a little different. Krishna, when he has a Rasa-lila, Balaram is not there. But we also understand that Balaram had his own Rasa-lila. He had his own set of gopis. So different sets of gopis are there. So this situation where Balaram returns with the gopis is a little different because he could have Rasa-lila and enjoy with the gopis, his gopis, but not with Krishna's gopis. So a little bit different there. In that sense, a little bit of dissatisfaction because Krishna's, the gopis of Krishna could not be completely satisfied by Balaram. At the same time, we find that the parents, to some degree, could be satisfied because equally Ananda, Yasoda, and all the elders had relationships with Krishna and Balaram and Vatsalya Rasa, so no problem there. But Madhurya Rasa, a little bit different. So, in this way, there was some sort of satisfaction. This was, of course, again, superior to Uddhava coming, because Uddhava was not a member of Vrindavan. He had never participated in the cowherd pastimes or couldn't participate in any Madhurya pastimes or even Vatsalya Rasa. Quite different. He's in a dasya relationship with the Lord, and he had no relationship with the people of Vrindavan up until the time he came there. So he could not participate in any sort of pastimes with them. So nevertheless, he was also able to console the people there, including the gopis. So Balaram then, to a greater degree, could do this because he could actually participate in many pastimes. However, still not complete, because Krishna is Krishna and Balaram is Balaram. So that is why then later Krishna himself actually came to Vrindavan. After killing Dantavakra at the gate of Mathura, he crossed over the river and had pastimes with all the people of Vrindavan again, the elders, the cowherd boys, and the gopis. And they were all satisfied with that. So that is where the union takes place between Krishna and all the people of Vrindavan. And that should go on eternally. So this, obviously, Krishna had to go back to Dwarka again. So in uppercut form, the uppercut pastime and this joined together and all became uppercut in one sense. And Krishna in another form went back to Dwarka and continued pastimes until he disappeared later on after 125 years. And then, of course, there is the description of how another set of cowherd people and Krishna went to Aishwarya Goloka. So, because Krishna can expand himself in many forms, and also the people of Vrindavan expand in many forms along with Krishna, we can have different types of pastimes going on, some in union and some in separation simultaneously. And then there is another set of people of Vrindavan, again, we can say that's like the uppercut form. After 3 months, it manifested for everyone where Krishna did return, and he was with them in another form in order to fulfill his promise that he would soon come back. So that's described also by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that after 3 months or so, Krishna came back and manifested himself in another form with the cowherd people. Which is normally, we say, apricot. They don't, people cannot see that. And what is described in the Bhagavatam is the form and separation. So later on, those two forms merged, the apricot form and the when Krishna went back to Vrindavan and stayed there after killing Dandavakra. Then those two forms merged together, and Krishna remained there. So the whole idea here is that Krishna ultimately satisfies everyone in Vrindavan by personally appearing before them. So these other attempts, that of Uddhava coming and Balaram here coming, are attempts at pacifying everyone, and particularly the gopis. So the urgency of this is that in separation, there is an appearance of dying. It appears they will die in separation from Krishna. Not just the gopis, but everybody. So there's a description in one place of how everybody is just simply lying on the bank of the Ganga or the Jumna, and they're almost dying because of separation. They're lifeless. So Krishna hears about this, and therefore he's very concerned, and that's why he sent Uddhava, and then here he sends Balaram to give some relief in that situation. So we see that it worked, and therefore everyone is very joyful, and they resume their normal activities again, and they became full of life for some time at least when Balaram was personally present. Well, they get some sort of satisfaction from the consolation of Balaram, and simply his presence is some sort of consolation as well, though they could not directly enjoy with him. So there is, you know, partial satisfaction and partial dissatisfaction. Well, we have fixed ones that are the Nitya Siddhas, and then even the Sadhana Siddhas, they're also, we have fixed ones. And then we have recent persons who are enjoining the pastimes from the material world. So those are new persons who come into the pastimes. Otherwise, we can say they're fixed.
Do they take a big role like Siddham, Sudham? Don't take a big role.
Well, obviously, these personalities mentioned here, the different persons in Vrindavan, they are very special, like Nanda and Yasoda. No one can take their role. And the chief cowherd boys, they're always fixed. No one can take their role. So the best that we can aspire for as doing sadhana is that we can assist these persons in various ways, assist the main personalities there.
Like a gopis.
Yeah.
The cows and animals, they may keep changing.
Well, the aspiration of the devotees in general is not to become animals or plants, because it's not considered to be full rasa. It's rasa of sorts, but it's called uparasa, because they cannot express themselves fully through gestures, conversations, exchanges, etc., as people can. Just as in this world also, generally the real rasas take place between people. And of course, people have a relationship with their cat and their dog, etc. But it's not a full rasa, obviously. It's not a full relationship. It's one-sided, more or less. And you cannot communicate fully with those animals or whatever like that. So it's not considered a complete rasa.
It's making
sure
we have everything is scrutinized, classified, like from the bosom of the school, and the name for the students of Boston. So any list like the Goloka, how many souls are covered?
Well, they don't need lists, because everyone is full of knowledge. So there's no ignorance there. So automatically they know everything that is necessary for the pastimes.
Yeah.